U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said today that the first new U.S. troops should reach Afghanistan in 2 to 3 weeks as the White House prepared to sell the new strategy to Congress. Meanwhile, America's NATO allies have welcomed Obama's decision to deploy 30,000 additional troops to Afghanistan, as Lydia O'Kane reports.
Now that the U.S. president has ordered a troop surge in Afghanistan, the spotlight is being shone on Europe. NATO chief Anders Fogh Rasmussen says he expects the allies to boost the NATO-led force by more than 5,000 soldiers. But he urged European governments to recommit to a war that is, as he said, not just America's. He stressed with a strong military strategy, the political solutions to Afghanistan's problems would fall into place. The NATO chief said he welcomed the leadership shown by the U.S. president.
He expressed the determination of the United States to do what is necessary to finish the job for as long as it takes, but not one day longer. And he backed up those words by committing substantial numbers of troops and by setting out a clear political and military strategy for success.
He also confirmed additional troops from non-US allies, but said handing over control to the Afghans was the main goal.
Our strategy is also clear: to transfer lead responsibility for running their own country to the Afghans as soon as possible.
Raising extra troops will be discussed by NATO foreign ministers on Thursday and Friday and at a military conference on Monday. But it looks likely that some countries will wait until an international conference on Afghanistan next month before any new commitments are made. I'm Lydia O'Kane.